From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Comic-Con, the annual San Diego Comic Convention, gets underway today. It is the event in the world of superheroes and comics, and it's a good year in that world. Wonder Woman and Justice League are creating a lot of buzz. Wonder Woman was so very good. But how exactly does Comic-Con convert buzz and hype into money? Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Comic-Con makes money selling tickets, renting floor space to vendors and exhibitors, getting sponsors. GuideStar tracks nonprofits and puts the most recently available revenue at about $19 million, which is more than its expenses. Jacob Harold is president and CEO of GuideStar. He says Comic-Con's seen 15% growth year over year for 17 years. How? The power of pop.
Here we have essentially an arts organization, an arts nonprofit, that over its 40-year history has watched its chosen art form become this central part of popular culture.
The convention brings tourism dollars. Miro Kopic teaches marketing at San Diego State.
Over $150 million to the southern San Diego region.
And its reach is further, says Rob Salkowitz. He wrote the book Comic-Con and the Business of Pop Culture.
It's given rise to an entire industry of other events. Work that I've done calculates that to have an economic impact of around $3 to $4 billion per year.
And he says the industry's growing. We're not at peak geek yet. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.